Hey lovebirds, welcome back to Relationship Goals. It's your girl Sienna Cruz here, serving up a daily dose of love wisdom because let's face it, relationships can be a wild ride sometimes. And today, we're diving deep into something that trips us all up. The relentless chase for perfection. Ever feel like you're constantly striving to make things picture perfect in your relationship? Like every date night needs to be Instagram worthy and every conversation has to flow flawlessly? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with perfect, but guess what? Perfection is an illusion. And honestly, it's a total buzzkill when it comes to love. So why are we so fixated on this unattainable ideal? Well, a lot of it boils down to societal pressure and those pesky comparison traps lurking on social media. We see these curated versions of relationships online, and suddenly, our own real-life connection doesn't measure up. But here's the truth bomb. Your relationship is unique, messy, beautiful, and absolutely perfect in its own way. Today, we're going to break free from that perfection prison and discover the power of embracing imperfection. Trust me, letting go of this need for flawless will make your relationship way more authentic, intimate, and ultimately happier. Here are 5 golden nuggets to help you ditch the pursuit of perfection. 1. Accept imperfection as part of the package. Relationships aren't fairy tales, they're real-life adventures with ups and downs, laughter and tears, sunshine and storms. Your partner isn't a flawless superhero, and you're not a porcelain doll. Embracing those quirks, flaws, and yes, even occasional meltdowns, is what makes your connection truly special. 2. Communicate openly and honestly. Perfectionism often thrives in silence. When we try to hide our imperfections or put on a facade, it creates distance. Instead, create a safe space for open and honest communication. Share your vulnerabilities, listen without judgment, and remember that true intimacy comes from being seen, flaws and all. 3. Practice self-compassion. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, so why do you treat yourself so harshly? Perfectionism is often fueled by self-criticism. Start by treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you offer others. Remember, everyone messes up sometimes, it's part of being human. 4. Focus on growth, not perfection. Relationships are a journey of continuous growth. Instead of striving for an unattainable ideal, focus on learning, evolving, and supporting each other through life's challenges. Celebrate your progress, big and small, and remember that every step forward is a victory. 5. Let go of comparison. Comparing your relationship to others is like comparing apples to oranges. Every couple has their own unique journey, strengths, and struggles. Focus on building a healthy and fulfilling connection with your partner, not chasing an image of perfect that doesn't even exist. Let me tell you a quick story. Remember that friend who always seems to have it all together? The one whose social media feed is filled with flawless vacations, perfectly staged dinner dates, and adorable pet pics. Well, turns out, behind that curated facade, she was battling insecurities and self-doubt. She felt immense pressure to maintain this illusion of perfection, which only added stress and anxiety to her life. One day, she decided to ditch the facade and embrace her true self. She started being more vulnerable with her friends and family, sharing her struggles and asking for support. She realized that true connection comes from authenticity, not a manufactured image. And guess what? Her relationships deepened, her stress levels plummeted, and she felt more free and fulfilled than ever before. See, letting go of perfection isn't about settling, it's about embracing the beauty in imperfection. It's about creating a space where both partners feel safe to be themselves, flaws and all. So, my lovebirds, let your cup. Embrace imperfections, communicate openly, practice self-compassion, focus on growth, and ditch the comparison game. Remember, your relationship is a masterpiece in progress, not a polished photo op. And now for your homework assignment. This week, consciously choose one area where you tend to overanalyze or strive for perfection. It could be anything from how you spend time with your partner to how you handle disagreements. Then, actively practice letting go of that need for control and simply enjoy the moment. Don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. And if this episode resonated with you, spread the love by sharing it with your friends who are navigating the wonderful world of relationships. Until next time, keep shining bright, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.